Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today we're going to look at part three of Dr. Shefali's wonderful book, A Radical Awakening. In part three, she talks about going back to nature, and she investigates and shares the real differences, the biological differences between males and females. And in the opening, the very first paragraph, she puts a disclaimer and she says, "I fully believe that every one of us has a right to embrace our own identification regarding sexual orientation and the lifestyle that best suits us. Every woman's and man's experience should be honored for what it is, whether they identify with their biological identity or not. In this chapter, I speak mostly to cisgendered individuals because I am deconstructing some core phenomenon that cuts across the broader demographics of this group. While I'm speaking in traditional terms of sex and gender, I do not mean to exclude lesbian, gay, bisexual experiences or those of trans men and women, non-binary, gender fluid, or intersexual individuals. I am sure I'm excluding some, but it is not my intention. There is something to learn here no matter how we identify in terms of gender." And so I think that's very important because I know that her intention was not to exclude anyone or make anyone feel excluded or to infer that or suggest that there's only a male and a female in this world. And so I was really glad that she put that disclaimer in there because I know what her intentions are, but those who don't know her as well, I think it's good that she put that in there so that no one, hopefully no one feels offended by her teachings, because I know that's not her intention in any way, shape, or form. So she talks about nature's design of our bodies. She goes through the natural design of a woman's body and what we're capable of in terms of bringing new life into the world and nurturing. We have a very, females tend to have a very nurturing nature, I suppose. And she says in here, in talking about women, "How do we honor that which comes naturally to us, nurturing, without losing ourselves? How do we give and take without abandoning ourselves? Unless we are awakened to the fact that culture's imposition on our natural biological qualities has taken us down a destructive path, we will stay dormant, passive, and oppressed. Nature wanted us to know who we are in a manner that empowers instead of devours. Awakening involves becoming aware of the difference between what's real and natural to us and what's conditioned." So, how many of us are or know, excuse me, a woman who gives and gives and gives and gives and gives, but gives so much of herself that she ends up giving away bits of herself? Kind of reminds me of the giving tree, where the boy took and took and took from the tree, and the tree was happy to give. At first, it was just giving shade. Then the boy needed its leaves, and then its branches, and then it eventually gave it its entire trunk to make a boat. So the tree gave so much of itself, it ended up as a stump at the end of the book. And I don't think that is what nature intended for anyone to do, to give so much of themselves that they start chipping away at their own being. So we women have a natural nurturing and tendency to take care of others, but we're not supposed to take care of others to the detriment of ourselves. We need to make sure that we keep our own being intact and cared for so that we have a bottomless well to draw from to nurture those around us. And so she also says, a woman who fully appreciates the immeasurable gifts and wealth her body holds is a formidable powerhouse. Once she fully gets in touch with exactly how amazing her body truly is, she goes beyond its form to its functional miracles. Beyond its physical beauty and its capacity for sexual pleasure, the fact that a woman's body can tend and nurture her young is a feat of unrivaled proportions. Once she understands the potential her body houses and fully embraces what this means for herself, she can develop an intimate relationship with herself and her inner power. She now understands her strength and begins to harness its irrevocable energy. There is no holding her back anymore. She has found herself. Ugh, I just find that to be such a powerful statement. So powerful. And then she goes on in this section of the book to talk about the difference, how males are biologically different and what their natural role is in the continuation of the species and how that makes them inherently different from females. And I think understanding not only the biological differences, because we all learn that when we go through sex ed in middle school or with our parents or a book or all of the above, not only do we learn about, we learn about the biological, physical characteristics that are different, but she's talking about a more holistic picture of the differences between males and females, and it's really, really beneficial. So I really encourage you to check that out. And then one of the things that she says here, I see a plethora of young girls today caking their faces with makeup, wearing false lashes, Botoxing their cheeks and lips, taking out their ribs, implanting their bottoms, all in an effort to compete with other women. Why? To secure the attention of males. In this competition, we women hand our power to the patriarchy. Instead of owning who we are without apology and calling the men to us, we do the opposite. We compete with one another mercilessly and manipulate ourselves into unnatural shapes and disguises. We don't realize how this compromises our power and diminishes our worth. We think we look better on the outside. While this is subject to debate, what is more certain is that we're denigrating ourselves on the inside and selling ourselves to the highest bidder, playing right into the patriarchy that we resent for controlling us. Do you see how we co-participate in our own subjugation? So, as you can probably tell by now, Dr. Shefali is not really easy for some people to take. She is she's bold and daring and unafraid to state what she believes and what she has learned and experienced. She holds nothing back. And so there are parts of this book that may be triggering to people. As I read it, I thought of different people that I know and how they might react to some of the things that are in here. And so I believe I said it with the first, in episode 601, I believe I did say that it might be good to read this book with a book group or with a coach like myself or a therapist, because there are some concepts and ideas in this book that may be hard to digest if you're hearing them for the first time. I have known her for so many years that I've seen her teachings evolve. So reading this book is not shocking to me, but I can understand how it could be shocking to some people. But again, it's really, really good. And I think that it will, if you feel like you might be ready to read it, I think it will really help you to become into a fuller version of yourself and step into your own natural power. So that wraps up today's episode. And next week, we will be covering part 4 of her book. And that one is called Cracking the Matrix. We talked about, we asked, do we live in the Matrix in episode 601? Now we're going to crack the Matrix. This one is going to be a doozy, so get ready. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very eye-opening day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.